between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
And welcome back. John Audius with you. Big Ten women's basketball tonight as Wisconsin is on the road in the Pacific Northwest, ready to take on the Washington Huskies from Alaska Airlines Arena. Let's take a look at the starting lineup, starting first with the home team Huskies under their fourth-year coach Tina Langley. They're 11-4 this season and 2-1 in the Big Ten. And the starting lineup looks like this. Xavier Seller. Seller is a 5'7 sophomore. Sellers is leading the team at 15.2 points per game. She's coming off 24 in a win at Illinois. Hannah Steins is 5'11 and a junior, scores about 9 points per game. Dalea Daniels is 6'4", and the grad student scores about 11. She's a transfer from Cal and has over 1,000 career points. Elle Ladine is a 5'11 junior. Just a couple of games ago, scored 40 at Northwestern. And Tyra Eke is 6'3", and a senior, leads the team in blocks per game at almost 2 per contest. Starting lineup for Wisconsin Badgers under fourth-year coach Marissa Mosley. The Badgers are 10-5 this season and 1-3 in the Big Ten. Carter McCray is a 6'1 sophomore, has scored in double figures 6 of her last 8 games. Tess Myers, a 5'9 grad student, scores about 7 per game, shoots 35% from the three-point arc. Ronnie Porter is a 5'4 junior guard, 5 assists per game. That's good for third best in the Big Ten. Natalie Leitzinger, a 5'8 grad student from Monroe, Wisconsin, scores about 8 per game for the Badgers. And Sarah Williams, the 6'4 junior from Brooklyn, New York, 10 double-doubles this season. A preseason All-Big Ten selection. Williams, 18 points per game. That is good for fourth in the conference. And the opening tip-off is controlled by Wisconsin. Badgers feed it down low to Sarah Williams. Low block left. Williams has it. Turnaround left of the lane. First shot of the game. Bounces off the rim. And it's no good. Rebound Washington. Huskies have it in their front court. Just underway in the first quarter. Daniels throws a pass over to the right side, where it's picked up by Sellers. Now they go inside. There's a dribble down low. That's Eke. Eke trying to find her teammate on the baseline. She finds Daniels down to the corner. Here's a three ball attempted by Steins, and it's no good, and the rebound is collected by Wisconsin. So Wisconsin with the basketball right now. 9:13 to go in this first quarter. Here's Porter finding Sarah Williams. Williams at the free throw line. Back out to Porter. Porter, pull up mid-range, left side, and it's in. So Ronnie Porter hits the jumper, and it's 2-0 Wisconsin in the first quarter, under 9 minutes to play. Other side, Williams gets a piece of the shot by Daniels, and the Badgers pick it up going the other way.
Two shots coming up.
Here is Carter McCray.
Fouls on number 32.
Down low, McCray tries a shot, and she is fouled down low on the left. So it'll be Carter McCray now to the free throw line. 2-0 Wisconsin, thanks to a Ronnie Porter jumper here in the first quarter. McCray, transfer from Northern Kentucky. She was the Horizon League Freshman of the Year last season. And now she's at the free throw line. And the first one by McCray is up, and that one's going to fall in.
Now in the game for your Huskies, number 5, Tegan Brown.
3-0 Wisconsin. Here's McCray's second one. And that one goes in. So the Badgers up 4-0 now in the first quarter. 8:42 and counting to go in this first quarter. Badgers and Huskies. Here comes Washington with the basketball. This is Sellers up the right sideline. Sellers cuts to the middle of the court. Down the lane. And Sellers hangs in the air and flips in a shot. It's good. So Sellers with the jumper, and it's 4-2 now, Wisconsin. Badgers scored the first 4 points of this game. Here is Williams down deep on the right. Got her pocket picked, and it's stolen by Steins. Other way for Washington. Huskies trailing by two. First quarter, about 2 minutes gone by, almost 2 minutes gone by. Here's a pull-up left baseline, missing everything on the jumpers. Daniels, rebound goes to Wisconsin. Porter with the push into the front court. Porter leaves it off for Leitzinger, trailing the play. Now she'll put it on the floor, downhill to the rim, no. And then fighting for the rebound is Sarah Williams, and a jump ball called as Williams and Daniels trying to corral that one. And it'll be Washington basketball. Huskies receiving votes in the AP Top 25 with an 11-4 record. Badgers come in 10-5. Here's Daniels, free throw line jumper, and it's in. 4-4 now in the first quarter. 7:34 to play in this opening quarter, the Badgers and the Huskies. And here's a pass nearly intercepted by Ladine. Badgers play to the right side. That's Leitzinger. Now Porter has it out on top. Screen set by Williams. Porter to the right elbow. Throws it back over to Sarah. Left elbow. Her cross-court pass is going to be headed out of bounds, but was it tipped by a Husky? I think it was. I think it should be Badgers basketball with six on the shot clock. 4-4 between the Badgers and the Huskies. Now Wisconsin with the shot clock winding down. It's Porter for three. It's no good off the right side. Rebound, Williams down low. She goes up. No, got her own rebound and then gets fouled. So Sarah Williams and the Badgers back at the free throw line. Carver McCray was just there a couple of possessions ago. All right, so the Badgers now at the charity stripe. Wisconsin trying to go up by two. Williams needs to hit two, though, at the free throw line. The first one will roll around and fall through. Williams is a 75% free throw shooter this season. The Badgers junior, fourth in the Big Ten. Check it, sixth in the Big Ten, rather, at 18 points per game. Second free throw is good, and the Badgers lead it by two. It's a 6-4 Wisconsin lead now. Here's Ladine driving to the left baseline. Double team, bouncing in the paint. Daniels with the basketball defended by Williams. She'll bring it back out with the dribble. Daniels, head to the key. 10 on the shot clock. Gives it up to Sellers. Crossing over on Porter on the right side. Lane line right. Kick to the corner. Down to 5 on the shot clock. Badgers playing some tough defense. Here's a shot by Brown. It's no good as the shot clock sounds. Picked up by Wisconsin. 6.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 6-4 Wisconsin lead. Here's Ronnie. On the left side, feeding McCray in the paint. Carter McCray turning, twisting, falling to the floor, and a travel call. 6:24 to play in this opening quarter. Badgers coming in, scoring 66 points per game. That is last among Big Ten teams. The Huskies are 11th in the conference in scoring at 73 points per game, and Wisconsin needs to start putting some points on the board. The Badgers in this three-game losing streak have struggled scoring. They scored 52 in a loss to Indiana, 50 in a loss to Minnesota, and then 52 just a few days ago against Oregon. Here are the Huskies working. Down the lane, it's Ladine off the window for two. 6-6, 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Myers, quick three in the corner, the other side for the Badgers. That one clangs off the rim, no good. Grabbed by Steins. Here comes the Huskies, front court. Steins, outside left. Drop it off inside. Here's a shot by Daniels over Williams. Too strong. Rebounded by Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas. Douglas rumbles into the front court with the basketball. Gives it up to Porter on the right arc. 5.5 minutes to go. First quarter. We're tied at 6 between the Badgers and the Huskies. Porter to Williams. Right elbow. Williams downhill to the rim. Missed the driving layup. Rebound into the lap of Brown. The 5'10 junior gives it up to Sellers. Here comes the sophomore from Anchorage, Alaska, working on Hallie Douglas. Finds her teammate who is trailing the play, Daniels. Gives it to Daniels down the lane, and the layup's in. 8-6 Washington. Huskies lead the Badgers, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Tess Myers pushing a pass to Ronnie Porter on the left. Porter gives it up inside. This is Hallie. Douglas with it. Douglas, right hand up. It's going to roll through. Hallie Douglas asserting herself down low. 6'1 grad student from Lake Forest, Illinois. Scores about 4.5 per game. Has two on the board to tie it. Other side, it's Daniels defended by Williams. Bringing it back out to Ladine. Leitzinger will check her defensively. Bouncing to Daniels at the free throw line. To the right corner. Rising for three. It's Brown. It's short. And Brown. Nope. Check it. That Steins gets the rebound. And now a whistle stops play.
Wisconsin ball. We need a timeout on the floor. 4:19 to go.
All right. We've got a timeout on the floor with about 4 minutes to play. Let's pause 10 seconds before we take a break. 10 seconds for a station ID. 10 for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin women's basketball.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin and Washington tied at 8 with 4:19 to play in the first quarter. We'll be back after this break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. News from the Center, WRCE.
Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. John Audius with you. The Badgers are in Seattle, Washington, taking on the Washington Huskies at Alaska Airlines Arena, where Washington has won 8 games this season. They're 8-2 at home this year. Badgers looking for their first road conference win of the season. 8-8 your score, about 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Wisconsin 2 of 9 from the floor. Washington is 4 of 11 from the field so far. Wisconsin trying to do a better job getting the ball to Sarah Williams as well. Williams and Wisconsin struggled in the last game on the West Coast at Oregon when they lost 68-52 in that game. Williams took 3 shots and scored just a total of 3 points. First quarter continues with Natalie Leitzinger giving it up to Ronnie Porter out on top for the Badgers. Hard screen by McCray. Pick and roll back to McCray. Down low on the left. She'll fire it out to the left side. Here's a three by Myers. Draws air. Douglas on the ground trying to pick it up. Taps it out to Myers. Off to the right side. It's Porter for three. It's no good. Ball tipped into the air, but it's grabbed by the Huskies. Daniels with it. Front court. Stops on a dime. Leaves it up to her teammate trailing. That's McDonald. And now a whistle away from the basketball stops play. That was they're talking to Ladine now.
Whistle timeout on the floor.
And it looks like
It's going to be a timeout on the floor, as you could hear in the background. Not sure what happened to Ladine, but she's bloody. I think she's got some blood on her jersey. Not sure when or where that occurred, but she's going to have to be helped back to the locker room now. So that is Ella Dean, the 5'11 junior, 15 points per game, 15.2 points per game, tied for the team high. Ladine ran into McCray on a screen, and then I'm not sure if she got cut up around. Watching a replay again, looks like she grabs around her right eye, so it might have been cut on the forehead. So Ladine out of the game for Washington. Sellers pushes a pass off to the right side where it's caught by Steins, working on Porter into the paint. A short jumper is no good. Daniels grabs the miss, and a foul called against Wisconsin and Carter McCray. Gray and the Badgers could call for that foul. 3:24 to play in this first quarter. We are tied at 8 apiece. Team foul number one. First foul called against McCray. On the floor for Wisconsin, Leitzinger, Myers, Douglas, Porter, and McCray. First meeting between these two teams in quite some time, 2013. Now they're going to have to go out into the court and kind of wipe up some of the blood spots that they missed from Ladine when she had to leave the game. Yeah, last time the Badgers were in Seattle at Alaska Airlines Arena, December 13th of 2013. It was a Washington win. Badgers have won just once in this series. That came in 2001. And now they've got someone wiping up the blood just randomly all over wherever they can find it on the court. Ladine had bumped into Carter McCray on a screen, and by the time they got to the other side of the floor, she had caught a glimpse of her jersey. I believe she had blood on her jersey, rather, and she had to go back to the locker room. I'm not sure they got some one of those Tide sticks or whatever. Maybe just a new jersey would probably be the easiest way. You know, those stain sticks, you put them on your, in case you're messy. 8-8 first quarter, 3:24 to play. Now I think we're ready to go. They've wiped up enough spots on the court, at least that they could find.
Basketball.
And the Huskies will be inbounding baseline left. It's McDonald catching the inbounds, leaves it off for Sellers. Now finds Steins in the paint. Steins kicking it out right side. Coppinger into the game. She has it, bounces for Daniels. Posting up on McCray, makes a move, tries the reverse layup. It's no good. It's ripped down by Sarah Williams. Badgers basketball, approaching 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. 8-8, Williams out on top, throws it off to her left where it's caught by Myers, lob inside. Here is Williams down low on the left block, double team, and she traveled.
Travel against Williams,
and the Huskies get it back. Washington is 0 for its last five from the floor. The Huskies haven't scored in 3 minutes. Badgers hoping to continue that trend. Settling in defensively now against the Huskies, who have it at the right elbow. It's McDonald with the basketball. Williams steps up defensively, off to Sellers. Long three on the left side, skims off the rim, no good. Tracked down by Williams. Rebound to Wisconsin. 8-8 in the first quarter. 2:37 and counting to play in this opening quarter. Here's the Badgers' Ronnie Porter, third in the Big Ten in assists per game with five per contest. Bouncing down deep left block. Here's a move by McCray to the glass. No good with the shot, and it's rebounded into the hands of McDonald. Huskies push to the front court. Here comes Sellers coming in from the left side. Pull up in the lane. Jumper comes up empty. Picked up by Hallie Douglas across the timeline. Douglas still with the dribble. Has it at the head of the key. Gives it to McCray. Badgers will reset. Approaching 2 minutes to play in the first quarter, still tied at 8. Here's Porter out on top behind a wedge screen. Dribbles to her right. Finds Williams. Long jumper from 18. No good. It rimmed out. Rebound to Douglas. Offensive rebound for the Badgers. Douglas at the right elbow tried to pass it out to her teammates, then turned and faced the rim and hit the jumper. Douglas from 15 feet out. And Hallie Douglas is having herself a game now so far. 10-8 Wisconsin. A minute 43 to play in the first. A drive down low. Williams gets the block. Picked up by the Huskies. Off to the right side. Three missed by Steins. Steins tracks it down at the top of the key. Now Sellers tries a three, and it's good. Just left the center. That's Xavier Sellers. 45% shooter from downtown this season. And Washington takes the lead with a minute 24 to play in the first. 11-10 Huskies. Here's Sarah Williams. Down low on the right, over a double team. The shot is no good. The ball is picked up by McCray underneath the hoop. Badgers get a fresh shot clock. Now a quick jumper. Hallie Douglas delivers again. Douglas with the long jumper near the left elbow this time. 12-11 Wisconsin with the lead. And that should be a walk on the other side as McDonald got called for steps. So Wisconsin will have the basketball back. It was funny down the previous possession for Wisconsin. Sarah Williams was double teamed, went up for a shot, kind of hit the bottom of the backboard, and then just bounced down to the ground, and nobody picked up the ball. It just was bouncing there. And Williams was trying to say she was fouled. The Huskies players were like, hey, good play. And then Badgers eventually picked it up and scored. Here's Leitzinger, left side. How about a long three? And it rolls in. Leitzinger lights it up from downtown. 12-11 Wisconsin, under a minute to go in the first quarter. Check it, 15-11 now after that three. The Badgers on top by four. Approaching 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Jumper, Daniels, left of the lane, no good. And it's ripped down by Douglas. She's doing everything for Wisconsin in the first quarter. Cron, skip pass, far corner. Leitzinger accelerates toward the rim. Missed the shot. Offensive rebound. Williams off the window for two. 17-11 Wisconsin. 12 seconds to go in the first. Washington, front court. The Badgers have a six-point lead, down to 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Steins has it, defended by Douglas, crossing over on Hallie. In the lane, lost the basketball. Grabbed by Cron in the backcourt. Buzzer sounds. She won't get the shot away. And after the first quarter, Wisconsin has a six-point lead on Washington. The Badgers lead the Huskies 17-11 and end the first quarter on a 7-0 run. 6-point lead for the Badgers after the first 10 minutes. We'll be back with the second quarter next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
And welcome back. The Badgers in Seattle, Washington tonight, taking on the Washington Huskies. And Wisconsin ends the first quarter on a 7-0 run. It's 17-11, the Badgers, after the first 10 minutes of play. Big first quarter for Hallie Douglas. 6 points and four rebounds for the fifth-year Badger. Hey, Badgers fans, get ready for family fun at the Kids Takeover game on Saturday, January 11th at the Kohl Center. Tip time at 1:30. Select young fans will have the opportunity to shadow game day staff and be part of the experience. Can't wait to see you at the Kohl Center. Tickets at uwbadgers.com. Then don't forget about January 16th when Wisconsin faces Ohio State. That is a Thursday night at 8 p.m. Once again, tickets available at uwbadgers.com. AAMSports.com. 4 points, 5 rebounds in that first quarter from Sarah Williams. What a difference. You know, head coach Marissa Mosley was talking about how she has to help put Williams in spots for her to be successful. One of the things coming into the game tonight that Marissa Mosley and the coaching staff was focused on, and Williams has definitely improved from the last game against Oregon when she had 3 shots and 3 points against the Ducks. Just the last game out, also grabbed 8 rebounds. First quarter, 4 points, 5 boards, and 3 blocks. Here's a jumper by Jimenez at the free throw line to start the second quarter. It's no good. Rebound to the Huskies. Washington, front court. Daniels has the rock. Daniels gives it up to Ladine. I believe that's Ladine, who's wearing number 30 now. So she changed jerseys. Because I looked down at my roster, and it'll be a Huskies turnover here. I didn't even see the call, to be quite honest. I was looking down trying to figure out who number 30 was. That's Ladine, who had to leave with blood on her jersey. So she'll be wearing number 30. And then Douglas gets called for a walk on the other side. Husky ball. Wisconsin gives it right back. You know, one thing Marissa Mosley also emphasizing the Badgers needed to do a better job of in this game was hold on to the basketball. A season-high 22 turnovers from Wisconsin in the game on Saturday at Oregon. That number definitely, and the Badgers need to come, it needs to come back down. And the Badgers have been really good holding on to the basketball. They're seventh in the Big Ten for fewest turnovers per game at 14.5. Jumper missed by Daniels at the free throw line into the hands of Wisconsin. Leitzinger will lead the charge into the front court. Finds Porter, left arc. Drops it off inside. Return pass to Ronnie. Brings it over to the head of the key now. Porter with the left-hand dribble. All sorts of space. She'll take the jumper, and it's no good. Rebound into the lap of Eke. Washington ball. Huskies front court. Ladine accelerates to the rim and throws it off the window for two. Ladine, 15.2 points per game this season, leading Washington, and that stops the 7-0 run dating back to the end of the first quarter. Leitzinger and the Badgers, though, up by 4. Leitzinger has it with the pass over to Porter. Porter, top of the arc, screened by Williams. Porter has it right of the wheel. Skips it over to the left side. Douglas guides it over to the corner. That's Cron. Flips it inside. Turnaround baseline jumper is short by Williams, and it's picked up by Eke. 6'3 senior for Washington grabs the rebound. Now it's Ladine, front court. Looks inside, kicking it back out. And Washington will reset. Briggs has the basketball, defended by Leitzinger out on the top of the key. Over to Coppinger, just left of center. To Daniels on the left arc. Top side, working. Coppinger, down low on the left. Shot clock's getting down to 5 now. Off to Ladine, top of the key. Screen, Ladine fires inside. Daniels, as the shot clock is winding down, a fadeaway bank shot is in from about 8 feet out. Washington pulls to within 2, and the Huskies have scored the first 4 points of the second quarter. 7:35 to play in the second quarter. Wisconsin with the basketball. Badgers come in 10-5 overall with a 1-3 Big Ten record. Washington 2-1 in the conference and 11-4 overall. Here's Cron bouncing baseline on the right for Douglas, but it's intercepted. Stolen by Daniels as she'll push up the right sideline. Porter greets her at the midcourt stripe. Daniels still with the rock. Swings it over to the left side. Here's a 3 by Briggs. It's no good. Short. Rebound Wisconsin. Porter with the vision up ahead to the front court. Bobbled by Williams and picked up by Washington. Turnover by Wisconsin, their 7th of the evening. I'll drop it off inside. Left shoulder turn, right hand hook, no good by Eke. And there's the 5'4" Ronnie Porter down low amongst the trees with the rebound. Porter zigzagging all the way to the front court, bounces into a defender and gets called for the charge. Porter can't believe it. It was Ronnie Porter going downhill and bouncing into Briggs, who was defending, and the charge was called.
Huskies inbound, backcourt.
17-15, Wisconsin's lead is down to 2. Huskies can tie it here. They've scored the first 4 points of this quarter. Here is Sellers navigating through traffic all the way to the glass, no good. Offensive rebound and the put back in by Eke. 6-0 Washington run to start quarter number 2, and we are tied at 17. Porter, wet screen on the top, finds Douglas wide open, pulls the trigger on three. No good. Tipped out to Sellers. Washington running front court. Ladine pass to the corner, out of bounds. Was it deflected out? That's the question. It was not, so it's a turnover by Washington. That was Coppinger in the corner there saying, what are you talking about? That was touched by them. Saying that was touched by Wisconsin. It'll be Badgers ball, still yet to score. Watching a replay of Ladine pass. Fired it out. I think Porter got a piece of that. Wisconsin might have caught a break there. Still looking to break the seal on the basket here in the second quarter. Weitzinger finds Porter. Screen, here's a long jumper. Ronnie drills it. Top of the key for Ronnie Porter. A long two-point shot, foot on the line. 19-17, Wisconsin. 5:45 and counting to play, second quarter. Huskies basketball. Daniels open, left elbow jumper over McCray. No, ball tipped into the air, grabbed by Eke. Washington ball, it's Sellers. Sellers downhill to the rim, and it's in. Xavier Sellers, the 5'7 sophomore. All Pac-12 freshman team last season. Now, of course, Washington in the Big Ten. Sellers with seven, 19 apiece. 5:18 to go, second quarter. Badgers basketball. Porter, long two, short on the right side. Rebound into the lap of Ladine. To the front court, to Sellers. For three on the left wing. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Sellers. Finds Ladine. She'll try a three. Top of the key, it's no good. Porter has it. Runs into the front court, spins to her right, caught by Myers. Back to Porter. Fires inside. Williams, touch pass off to Myers. She'll drive and find some space to Williams. Double team out to Porter. Porter driving in the paint. Spinning it back out to Leitzinger. Shot clock's approaching 10. High post catch. It's Sarah Williams. Step back from 15. No good. Long rebound. Loose. Grabbed by McCray. And a whistle and a foul called. A Huskies player was on the ground. Leitzinger dove on top of Briggs, and Leitzinger will be called for the foul. Timeout on the floor with 4:35 to go in the second quarter. It's Wisconsin 19, Washington 19. And back after this, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You may be aware that online crime is a huge threat, but did you know this problem could be a great career opportunity for you? Cybersecurity experts are in high demand and well paid. You can position yourself for this specialty in months, not years, at MyComputer Career, even with no prior IT experience. Learn how you can train for this rewarding career at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
John Audius with you. The Wisconsin Badgers are in Seattle, Washington, playing the Washington Huskies. 19-19, second quarter. Well, tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. Even at 19 apiece, Wisconsin's led by Hallie Douglas with 6 points. All those coming in the first quarter. 6 points, 4 boards for Hallie in the first. Those are her numbers right now. Sarah Williams still the same there with 4 points, 5 rebounds. Ronnie Porter has 4 points. The Badgers have scored just 2 points in the quarter. And that's from Porter, who hit a jumper. Porter with 4 overall. Washington is led by Daniels. And the 6'4" forward has 6 points and 6 rebounds. That's Delea Daniels. From Alaska Airlines Arena, 19-19. 4:35 to play here in the second quarter. Washington has outscored the Badgers by 6 in the quarter at 8-2. Badgers 10-5 start. Bust under head coach Marissa Mosley, now in her fourth season. Trying to get their second Big Ten win of the year, and in the process trying to stop what is now a three-game losing streak in the conference. Washington basketball. Steins bounces down low on the left. Reverse layup try is missed by Eke. Ripped down by Williams. Wisconsin moves into the front court. It's Porter. Throws it to her left. Picked up by Myers. Tess Myers now directs it over to Ronnie on the right wing. Return pass to Myers out on top. Soft toss. Caught by Williams. Throws it back out to Porter. Flips it inside. This is McCray. Double teamed. Low block right. Kick out. How about Tess Myers for three? It's short. From just right of center, and the ball bounces out of bounds toward the Washington Huskies bench.
Number four,
Tess Myers could be very beneficial for her to get going a little bit here for the Badgers. Myers, transfer from Duquesne, hasn't scored in double figures since December 8th, and was one of six from the floor on Saturday against Oregon. She's a sharpshooter. She can get going. If she gets going, here's Daniels in the left corner for three.
Delea Daniels for three.
Daniels scores, and then down low, quick shot by Sarah Williams around the restricted arc, and Williams with the right hand and in. 22-21 Washington, 3:23 to play second quarter. 1 point Huskies lead. Here's a drive by Steins, a hesitation dribble to the left elbow. Her bounce pass on the baseline then is stolen by Porter. Ronnie in the front court. Cron feet inside. Here is Williams. Turn around in the lane is through. Williams starting to heat up. Badgers lead it by one. 23-22. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Washington basketball. Steins defended by Leitzinger. Finds Eke, top of the key. Sellers trying to shake Porter defensively. They try to get it to Sellers. Williams puts her hand in there. Ball's loose on the floor. Leitzinger tied up. Held ball called. Steins comes over the top of Leitzinger, who was down on her knees, and ties up Natalie. Held ball. And I believe, see where the possession arrow goes with this one. Williams is going to have a seat on the bench first. 8 points, 6 boards, 3 blocks for Williams. Sarah already leads the Big Ten Conference in blocks per game. She's up over her season average. 2.7 blocks per game this season for Williams, leads the conference. She was, of course, last season's Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. It's Washington ball. Ladine's pass is deflected out of bounds by McCray. It'll be Huskies ball underneath their own rim. 2:36 to play second quarter. Wisconsin 23, Washington 22. Sellers inbounding baseline left. Finds Daniels. Delea hands off to Steins. Back to Daniels at the free throw line. Working on McCray. Right around McCray. Layup left hand in. Caught McCray by surprise, I think, on that quick first step. Porter, front court for the Badgers, trailing by one. Approaching 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Leitzinger, right wing with the basketball, finds McCray, pushes it to Cron, guides it over to the left corner. This is Porter. High toss inside. McCray, down low on the left. McCray, kick out. Cron, top of the key, puts it on the floor. Driving downhill, drops it off. Down low on the right, it's McCray with the lay-in. Cron to McCray, and the Badgers take the lead. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. 25-24, Wisconsin. Huskies ball. Steins to Briggs. Now inside to Daniels, working on McCray. Back to the basket. A couple of dribbles. McCray on her. Daniels pivoting. Big Ten logo jumper, no. Steins rebound. Turnaround. Yes. There's the 5'11 junior, Hannah Steins for two. Washington back on top by one. 26-25. Huskies outscoring the Badgers 17-8 in the quarter. Porter, skip pass. Opposite side of the court. Leitzinger to Cron. Douglas, they work around to the left side. Shot clock's at 6. Here's Porter. Top side. Screen McRae. Ronnie. Hesitate. Driving. Shot blocked off the backboard by Daniels. Grab by Washington. They've got numbers on the fast break. Ladin for 3. Right side. No good. Ball loose. Grabbed by Briggs. Still Washington ball. Under a minute to go. Second quarter. Huskies on top. 26-25. Here's Sellers. Left wing, screen, Sellers working on Porter, down the lane, layups in, and a foul. Savia Sellers, an and one, Washington up by 3. Porter with the reach in. Sellers fighting through the contact. Porter tried to tie her up, got her on the left forearm. Sellers will have an and one. 76% free throw shooter. Season ago, her freshman year, when she was all Pac-12 freshman team, she shot 74%. Good chance this is going in. We'll see. Sellers trying to get to double figures. Scored 24 and hit 5 threes against Illinois. She makes that free throw. She's got 10 points.
Ernie McDonald, number 20. In for the
41 seconds to play in the first half. Wisconsin ball. Huskies on top by 4. Cron, 3. Right wing, no. Sellers has it. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Don't want to give up anything late here if you're Wisconsin. It's a 4-point deficit right now for the Badgers. Wisconsin entered the second quarter up by 6. 15 seconds to go in the second. Sellers just dribbling by herself, high right side. Hallie Douglas giving her about 8 to 10 feet. Ladin catches. Ladin, top of the key. Down to 4 seconds. Ladin, a runner left of the lane, banked in right before the halftime buzzer. 31-25. Washington leads Wisconsin at halftime. The Huskies outscored the Badgers 20-8 in quarter number 2. Well, coming up at halftime, we will go through these halftime numbers for you. Take a look at the team stats. Take a look at who's doing what individually. Plus, when we come back, my halftime interview is with Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas. That comes your way next. And this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Rough second quarter for Wisconsin. The Badgers outscored by 12, 20-8. It was the UW outscoring the UW. That's Washington over Wisconsin. At the half, it's 31-25 Washington on top of the Badgers. Time for tonight's halftime interview. And last night I had a chance to catch up with fifth-year Wisconsin player Hallie Douglas. Douglas with a pretty good first half for the Badgers. 6 points, 4 rebounds. That all came in the first quarter. And here is tonight's halftime interview with Hallie Douglas.
At the half with Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas. So, Hallie, how has the trip to the Pacific Northwest been for you and your teammates?
It's been exciting. I mean, a lot of us have never been out here before. So just kind of a cool new experience with the addition to these teams to the Big Ten.
Yeah. Off the court, have you guys been able to experience, you know, the cities that you've been in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've definitely had more time to explore than we usually do. Tonight, we're going to the Space Needle in Seattle. We got to walk around a little in Oregon and just have time to go to dinners and stuff like that, which has been fun.
Very cool. So how would you describe the first 15 games of the season for Wisconsin, 10-5 record overall?
Yeah, I mean, the first half of our season has been super exciting. Obviously, right now, we haven't won a few games where we wanted to, but that doesn't take away from what we did to start the season. And I think it's just a little rough patch right now, but I'm excited to see how we're going to bounce back. I think we have a really strong and exciting team. So I think we have a really great opportunity ahead of us.
What do you think some of the strengths of this year's team is?
I think it's our versatility. We have a lot of different players that do different things well. And together, I think that really just makes us a well-rounded team.
Talking with fifth-year player Hallie Douglas here at the half, fifth year at Wisconsin, I mentioned that. So a lot of games left on the schedule for you and your teammates. But if you could reflect back a little bit for me, what's been your favorite part about being a Wisconsin Badger?
I mean, I've loved it. Obviously, I've been here for 5 years, so you have to love the place to be somewhere for 5 years. So yeah. I've been surrounded by such great teammates throughout my time here. And just like the everyday, the day-to-day things are the things I'm going to miss the most. Just having such a great bond with my teammates, going to practice, laughing on the sidelines. And then obviously playing games and competing and just having those girls that have my back.
Yeah. Is there a moment on the court or maybe a couple moments that you're going to remember most as far as on the court?
I mean, there's a lot in different games, just like winning big games, big moments. Obviously, our run in the NIT last year was huge. Just random Big Ten wins were huge that I just will always remember.
Okay, you got time for some either or. I'm going to ask you some either or questions. You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Home court crowd or a road upset?
Home court crowd.
Okay.
I'll take either, but.
All right. Are you a dog person or a cat person?
Dog.
Dog person. What, do you have a dog?
I do. I have a yellow lab.
Oh, what's their name?
Riggins. He's 6 months old. Just
I'm sorry. Could you say that? Could you say that one more time?
Riggins.
Riggins. Nice. All right. Let's see here. Would you rather score the most points or lock down the best player?
Lock down the best player. Mm.
Court sprints or weightlifting reps?
Weightlifting reps.
Hmm. Spotify or Apple Music?
I have Apple Music, but I definitely support Spotify more, I think.
Is that where you usually stream your music from, Spotify?
I don't have an account. I wish I did.
Okay.
One day I'll switch over to that.
And then finally, some rapid fire. What's the app you use most then?
Instagram.
Instagram. What's your favorite TV series? Do you have time to watch TV?
Grey's Anatomy. Grey's my all-time favorite.
Okay. Is that just something where you can put that on in the background and you're happy with it?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. All right. Well, Hallie, thank you so much for the time here at the half. And thanks again. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, John.
All right, there you go. That's Hallie Douglas here at halftime. Back with more after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Hiya, you trust the Richland Locker for your meat and poultry, but did you know that it's your source for fish too? Offering haddock and Icelandic cod fillets, the catch of the day is flash frozen to ensure that all of its flavor, nutritional value, and texture are sealed in. Enjoy a taste of the sea. Set sail to the Richland Locker on South Main Street, Richland Center, your local meat market since 1939.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Stop down to see the brand new addition to our company, Bed and Linen. Our professional staff will help you select the most suitable Wisconsin-made mattress by American Bedding. We also offer a full line of adjustable bases, pillows, and sheets that can significantly improve your sleep quality. Make the short drive to Spring Green today and visit the new Wirtz Bed and Linen or call 588-0202.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime at Alaska Airlines Arena. The Badgers trail the Washington Huskies 31-25. It was a good start for the UW here tonight. They scored the first 4 points of this game, ended the quarter on a 7-0 run, and led Washington after the first 10 minutes 17-11. But that second quarter was just a little bit too much for the Badgers. Washington outscoring them 20-8. That's how we get to this 31-25 score. Let's take a look at the halftime numbers. As a team, Wisconsin shooting 32% from the floor, 10 of 31. Washington, 14 out of 38. That's 37%. 3-point shooting, 1 of 8 for Wisconsin, 2 of 10 for Washington. At the free throw line, the Badgers haven't missed off 4 tries. Washington, 1 of 1 and 1. From Xavier Sellers. Let's take a look here at rebounding. Plus 5 for Washington at 25-20. On the offensive glass, plus 4 for Washington. They lead the Badgers 10-6 in offensive rebounds. And second chance points, plus 4 for the Huskies at 12-8 advantage. Off the bench, Wisconsin outscoring Washington 6-0. In the paint, 18 points for the Huskies, 10 for the Badgers. Fast break, 2-0 Wisconsin. Blocks 4 for the Huskies in that first half, 3 from Wisconsin. Each team with 3 steals. Each team has 5 assists. Turnover 7 in that first half for the Badgers, 6 for Washington. Points off those turnovers, Wisconsin plus 3 at 7-4. Washington ended the second quarter on a 7-0 run, and the Huskies lead the Badgers 31-25 at halftime. Let's take a timeout here and come back and look at the individual numbers next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Tess Myers, shooting guard from Wisconsin women's basketball. We are geared up to take our game to the next level, and we want you on this journey with us. With the VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Chronic shoulder pain, plantar fasciitis, foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
News from the center, WRCE.
Williams, 3 of 10 from the floor, also 6 rebounds in 16 minutes and 3 blocks in the first half. 6 points, 4 rebounds in 13 minutes from Hallie Douglas. She really asserted herself offensively in that first half, taking 4 shots and knocking down 3 of them. 4 points from McCray on 1 of 2 shooting with 3 rebounds. Ronnie Porter, 4 points on 2 of 7 shooting with 3 rebounds. And no assists in that first half from Porter. 3 points from Natalie Leitzinger. Leitzinger, 1 of 3 from the floor in 17 minutes of work. And that's the scoring for Wisconsin at the half, 31-25 Washington. One more break and we'll come back with the third quarter next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Town and Country Television, Ann Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance, next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
John Audi is back with you. The Badgers are in Seattle, Washington at Alaska Airlines Arena, taking on the Washington Huskies. And the third quarter is now underway following the half. 31-25 as the Badgers have it on offense to start. It's inside to Carter McCray. McCray's going to lose the handle. Picked up by Washington. Huskies going to the front court. Coming in from the right side, Sellers to the corner. Leitzinger hits the floor. Here's a driving reverse layup, and it's up and in.
Look at the magic on the reverse.
Ladine scores 33-25. Here's Porter. Inside is Sarah Williams. Turnaround jumper is going to hit off the back bracket. No good. Ball being fought for. Leitzinger gets it. Tries to go up. And a foul is going to be called.
Foul call. Husky foul on number one, Hannah Steins. First foul.
First team foul against Washington to start the third quarter.
It'll be two shots.
So it'll be Natalie Leitzinger at the free throw line. Now to shoot a pair for the Badgers. And the first one is up and in. Second one goes down. And here comes Washington now, up 33-27. Here's a drive and a runner over Williams. This shot is no good. Rebound, out of bounds.
And it's going to the Badgers.
It'll go to Wisconsin. Six-point lead for the Washington Huskies. Washington receiving votes in the AP Top 25. Not ranked this season. They have won four straight games. The Badgers have dropped three games in a row. Here's Williams. Right block. Williams working, pivoting, throwing to Leitzinger. Extra pass corner to Myers. She'll drive in and kick out. Caught by Leitzinger. Now it's chased down by McCray to Sarah Williams at the Big Ten logo. As the shot clock is winding down, her jumper is short, but a foul.
Husky foul number 32, Tyra Eke. Second foul, second team.
So that'll put Sarah Williams at the free throw line, trying to get to double figures, yeah? That's foul called against Eke. That is team foul number two now against Washington. Eke got her